Rebellion against God is inexcusable. God's plan for the salvation of men is perfect in every particular. If we will faithfully perform our allotted parts, all will be well with us. It is man's apostasy that causes discord and brings wretchedness and ruin. God never uses his power to oppress the creatures of his hand. He never requires more than man is able to perform, never punishes his disobedient children more than is necessary to bring them to repentance, or to deter others from following their example. Rebellion against God is inexcusable. Danger from contact with infidelity. We are in as great danger from contact with infidelity as were the Israelites from intercourse with idolaters. The productions of genius and talent too often conceal the deadly poison. Under an attractive guise, themes are presented and thoughts expressed that attract, interest, and corrupt the mind and the heart. Thus, in our Christian land, piety wanes, and skepticism and ungodliness are triumphant. Danger of uniting in marriage with unbelievers. The Lord has not changed. His character is the same today as in the days of Joshua. He is true, merciful, compassionate, faithful in the performance of his word, both in promises and threatenings. One of the greatest dangers that besets the people of God today is that of association with the ungodly, especially in uniting themselves in marriage with unbelievers. With many, the love for the human eclipses the love for the divine. They take the first step in backsliding by venturing to disregard the Lord's express command, and complete apostasy is too often the result. It has ever proved a dangerous thing for men to carry out their own will in opposition to the requirements of God. Yet it is a hard lesson for men to learn that God means what he says. As a rule, those who choose for their friends and companions, persons who reject Christ and trample upon God's law, eventually become of the same mind and spirit. We should ever feel a deep interest in the salvation of the impenitent, and should manifest toward them a spirit of kindness and courtesy, but we can safely choose for our friends only those who are the friends of God. 13. C.